Jeffrey Hunker is with the National Security Council, and he is the senior most person handling information warfare, information security issues. So we have a pretty weighty panel up here, and I don't mean that as a bad thing, guys. So without further ado, what I would like to do is go ahead and open the floor to questions after Jim starts off. He's got just a small presentation. I've told him he has 10 minutes or less, and
she
then we throw him off the microphone. So we'll let Jim start with that.
I can just sit down. Okay, I'm going to start it off. I'm Jim Christie. I'm a criminal investigator with the Air Force Office of Special Investigations, and I'm detailed to the Department of Defense. So I can't do anything without a slideshow. So this was major teeth pulling here. So basically, it's us versus some of you, but I think you guys are outnumbered here. So you say you do it for the challenge, the intellectual challenge, and you don't do harm. You just bring attention to a particular problem. I think it's bullshit. Okay? So, if you really wanted a challenge, you would have our jobs. Most of you. Okay, all you on this side, all us on this side. Your targets, if you're on that side, your targets are unlimited. And it's only limited by your imagination, where we have to protect everything from you. You don't have to play by the rules. We do. You're limited only by your imagination again. We're limited by constitution, statutes, treaties, ethics, morality. Absolutely. Bullshit!
Just 10 slides or less, okay? Then
you can go after it. You can attack whatever you want. We have to protect ourselves 24/7/365. Forget leap year, okay? You can stop attacking anytime. We still have to protect all the time. The government, the budgets haven't gone up, so we basically have to do with what we've got. So now we have a whole new mission area to protect these damn things, and we're having to cut other things, maybe social programs,
we're thinking about that.
Bottom line is that, you know, whether it's the government that you hit or whether it's a private company that you hit, it all gets passed on to everybody, and you're all going to pay one way or the other. And plus, you had a major head start on us because you're smarter than us. So our seniors didn't grow up with this technology. They don't understand it, so they're just learning about it. So you guys have been out there developing techniques, and technology is exploding and proliferating, and we're just recognizing it's a problem, and now it's huge. And so we're way, way behind you guys. You guys can align yourself with anybody, whether it's acting alone, joining a group, multiple groups, criminal organizations, terrorist organizations, and nation states, and we have to protect against all of that. Your motives are all different. I mean, we already talked about challenge. That's bullshit. You can just be malicious. You could be the same kid I grew up with that went around shooting BB guns, shooting people's windows and light poles out. The only difference is that now you put national security at risk. Say you're curious. You know, there's all kinds of different reasons that you give, but we still have to protect everything from all those different motives. You don't require major resources. Try protecting everything. I mean, we really have a major challenge to protect against everything. Well, we won't go into this. You could be anybody from the ankle biter to that nation state. And the problem that we have is that we can't tell the difference until we trace it back to where the little sumbitch's fingers meet the keyboard. So, you know, we have to run every case as if it was a nation state or a terrorist organization. It's not that we target ankle biters. They're probably the only ones we can catch. And we have geographical boundaries. If you think about law enforcement agencies, what we have jurisdiction for, it's always based on geography, a city, a county, a state, a country, where cyberspace has no boundaries. And, you know, transcending these boundaries and the rules that go along with those boundaries make things really difficult for us. And you could be singularly focused on breaking into a particular system. We have other competing priorities, you know, espionage, murder, terrorism, all these other things, to protect you and, you know, most of all, protect your rights. So in the old days, the challenge was not to get caught. That wasn't much of a challenge. But government is starting to, the light bulb is starting to twinkle a little bit. And so it's going to be a little bit more dangerous for you. And you don't want to, you know, jeopardize your future employment, your security, and even your freedom. So join the good guys, you know. It's not like we don't need the help, okay? And oh, by the way, the last slide, you know, hey, we got a major problem coming up with Y2K. Don't kick a cripple.
It just stirs your patriotic feelings, doesn't it?
Yeah.
On that note, let's open the floor for questions. Can you please stand up and speak up really loudly?
Why don't you answer his question? I've already been talking.
Yeah, what exactly was the question?
Your job.
Litigation meaning that somebody could sue you? No, that litigation is when you sue for civil purposes. You mean legal, like prison.
We're talking like 39, 50 years just for trying to attempt.
No, you can sit there and use the mic.
Sit down.
I tried to
plain English here for the crowd, all right?
Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, good. I'm not familiar with the litigation you're referring to. I do think it's important that we protect privacy rights for all Americans. And that is an important part of what makes our nation what we are. It's an important part also of why there is a number of terrorist groups and there's a number of nations out there that are starting to look at cyber attack as a means of hurting us. And I'm for everything that's going to protect the rights of Americans to be secure with the information that they put into trusted hands, whether that's going to be information they share with their employer or information that they share with the government. And if protecting those rights means making the job of people who are breaking illegally into systems harder, I think that's a good thing to be doing.
That was a very good question. basically, in summary, he said, does the government consider personal responsibility when you place information on the Internet for securing that information, correct? Or is the responsibility for the insecure placement of that information in the hands of the groups who are able to exploit the vulnerabilities that are there?
What I would say about that, the analogy I would make is you shouldn't punish somebody for not locking their house and you breaking into the, walking into their house and going through their file cabinet. That's still, you know, illegal entry. So, and violating their rights.
As far as, like, that openness on the Internet, if you guys looking to make it a little bit safer for people to not get all their information sold out?
Well, I think part of that is an education problem. People think the Internet's secure. You know, you got this is a whole different group. You guys understand what goes on. It's a party line, whereas most people don't understand that. They think they're on the telephone.
Guy in the red stood up first.
Ask the international panel of government experts that will be here next year.